This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Justin Verlander parachutes in on the middle of the 2017 Houston Astros season and calls out his new teammates, "Hey, you shouldn't be doing that." It would be really, really difficult, and not a lot of people would have the cachet to be a new guy in a clubhouse and say it. I think, interestingly, Justin Verlander might have been one of them. But nonetheless, his apology today, 248-539-9797. We played much of it. Sound courtesy AM790 in Houston. Let's go to Jeff on a cell. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I got to say, man, I'm thinking about these pitchers in Houston, and you can't tell me that there isn't a different mentality when they're on the mound, when they're spotted runs. How they're going to approach the lineup, how they're going to approach each batter, how they're going to approach runners on base behind them. I mean, that all changes for them when you've got batters at the plate that know what's going on. Yep. So I think giving Verlander a pass on saying, hey, it didn't really affect him outside of wins, I think is a fail. I think he should have said something, obviously, from day one, and he definitely benefited from it. Outside of just getting to the postseason, every pitcher on that staff benefited. Maybe not as much as the hitters, but by the hitters benefiting, the pitchers are benefiting. It changes, like I said, the entire scope of how they're approaching a lineup with what type of pressure, stress, all that good stuff.
You're 100% correct, Jeff. 100% correct. I agree completely.
For the record, just the runs, I just looked this up for postseason. For Justin Verlander, the run support that he got in games started in his career in the postseason is 3.81 runs. I guess I'd look closer and see what that was like.
I was about to say, we need to know the difference between
that and Houston.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to try to figure these numbers out.
I mean, I'm not, I don't want to rip your homework,
I understand. Sure I'm trying to take that's my initial dive into it. There's more to it.
Corey is in West Landon next. Hi, Corey.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm just confused on why everyone still considers the Patriots so great, and yet they got caught cheating numerous times, and here yet the Astros are getting ripped and, like, ridiculed and take their title away type of stuff. And
I think there's plenty of people that are – there's been tons of criticism of the Patriots.
It just doesn't seem like it's been as long, though.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for everybody and what you've heard. I do know this, Corey. When the Patriots got caught with a camera on the Bengals sideline this year, my thought was suspend them from the playoffs. Don't let them go.
Right. I guess maybe I've heard some things, but it just seems like the Astros are getting, I don't know, like,
the Astros
coming down harder on the Astros, and yet the Patriots got caught numerous times on cheating.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Astros and Patriots have both gotten absolutely ripped.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you have heard, Corey. I've heard plenty of criticism of the Patriots. Are the Astros getting more than the Patriots? Maybe. I mean, the most recent things that they have done, it feels like the Astros did something that there's direct evidence of them stealing signs to win that World Series. The other stuff, it's implied, but I've heard all the criticism of the Patriots and think there's been plenty of it. 248-539-9797. Russ and Wayne, Wyandotte. What's up, Russ?
Hey, how you guys doing? I got a couple points on this. I'm with Gator. Apologize, get over with it, because in 15 years, nobody's going to remember it anyway.
I disagree with that.
I do, too.
I think
if you strip that title, that asterisk will be there forever.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, then it'll go away. 15, 20 years. Steroids, we barely talk about it anymore anyway.
So do you think they should?
Here's the worst part it could be.
Do you think they should put the? Do you think they should strip the Astros of the title?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I'm up in the air on that. I hadn't really thought about it to give a definitive answer on that. I'm a yes and a no. So I'm scrambling on that one. But this is how it could get worse. That pitcher who just filed lawsuit because he gave up 7 runs against the Astros cheating said it ruined his career. He never came back up again, even though he had a 3.89 ERA. He's suing him
for
ending his career.
He
that
didn't
could
have,
be bad.
He didn't have that. He had an ERA. It was a full run higher than that. It was like a 4.9 ERA. It wasn't that good.
No. Maybe you read it different than I did. Anyway, he's right about ending his career. He could win that. If he wins that, that's going to be bad.
He pitched 3 years in the league, and he sucked all 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that really should have something to be, whenever I see cheating at the big league level, I think of the guy at AAA who's honest that never gets the call up because the guy in front of him that plays his position is cheating. The steroid abuser or the guy who's stealing signs. 248-539-9797.
So looking at Verlander in 2017 in the postseason, and you're looking at the home games because those are the games where you do the cheating, right?
Yeah.
In the ALDS against the Red Sox, the Astros won that one 8-2. He pitched 6 innings, gave up 2 earned runs in that game. But they gave him 8 runs of support, but he only gave up 2. He pitched in the ALCS at home against the Yankees. The Astros won 2-1. He pitched a complete game, struck out 13, gave up 1 run, and the Astros scored 2 runs in it. Another game against the Yankees, game 7, he pitched 7 innings, gave up no runs, and the Astros won that one 7-1. It's hard to argue when he's giving up 1 or 0 runs.
Yeah, but he got, in these three games,
one of those,
17 runs.
In 2 of those games, right. He certainly got runs.
Points. Yeah.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, but he does his part, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like you're trying to absolve him.
No. I'm not trying to absolve him at all because he did benefit. I'm just saying I don't think the benefit's as great as people might want it to be, but there is a benefit.
The benefit is huge. You know your team's going to put up big runs, and they do.
And there's no argument that there's a benefit.
Well, but they didn't put up big runs in the 2-1 game.
But they could have put up 0 runs without that benefit.
Wow.
That's a benefit.
I mean, they got 17 runs for him in 3 games.
He benefited from it, JV, no matter how big or small.
I agree that the benefit he gets is that his batters do something against the other team's pitching. I guess my point is his pitching against the other team's hitting
but he'll pitch
was dominant.
He'll pitch differently when he knows he's going to have a ton of run support because his team is cheating. I mean, Gator, I just want to make sure because what I'm hearing is I want to make sure we're clear. What I'm hearing is you trying to absolve JV of...
I'm not trying to absolve him. I'm saying I don't think the blame... If you're putting it like... It sounds like you are putting like a 1 to 10 on him for blame. And that's not at all where it should be.
I'm putting plenty of blame on him, and I think he benefited greatly from this.
I would put less blame on him, and I think he benefited. I wouldn't say greatly. I think he benefited.
And we're in a fundamental disagreement. I mean, the pitcher that knows...
Well, logger horns again.
Yeah, well, the pitcher that knows what the...
Logger hits, not horns.
That his team is going to put up big runs, it dramatically, I think, would help him. He knows his guy's got the other team signs. 248-539-9797. If you missed what JB had to say, we'll play some of it for you next hour, including the one soundbite. Look, an apology is an apology, but he had a chance to clear Detroit and he didn't. Okay, he can speak for the Tigers. He can speak for his time in Detroit. Now, maybe it was an honest omission. Maybe it was an omission by choice. Maybe the Tigers were cheating and he doesn't want to drag Detroit into it. But he can absolutely speak for his time in Detroit.
He could, but he's a Houston Astro now, and he's going to speak about Houston. He's not going to speak about the other teams.
But
he chose not to.
He was asked his opinion on other teams, said he couldn't speak for other teams, and I think there's 2 teams he can, without a doubt, if he can speak for Houston, he can also speak for Detroit, right?
I agree with that. And so that's fine. You want to get upset about that? That's fine.
I am upset about it.
But I don't think it matters too much.
Now, I will acknowledge, as I am upset about, but I do think it could be an honest omission. Feedback coming in, I totally disagree. Pitching freely with consistent leads is 100% different and a total advantage. Signed, every MLB pitcher in the history of the game. BS Gator, he benefited big time because if you're pitching with a lead, you can attack batters in a different way. His ERA and strikeouts are better because of that, period. That's from Mirth in Plymouth. JV absolutely got help through sign stealing. When you have a lead, you pitch a little differently than when you're losing. JV is full of crap. That's from Mike at work. In terms of Kang's question, I think JV has to keep his apology in check because he's got to be in the locker room with those guys. If he goes all in, take our title, take our bonus, how the hell do you then walk into the locker room and look at your mates in the eye? That's from Thomas at work. All these apologies and this remorse is hollow unless they think they should be have their championship taken away. I don't buy any of these apologies.
Well, I guess then the question has to be posed to them. Do you think you should lose your championship?
Yeah, I don't know if that question was asked.
So nobody's going to offer that up unless it's asked.
We have the Jim Crane. Do we find the Jim Crane, the owner? Ortiz had it, so maybe we can grab it before he leaves. But the Jim Crane comments were as laughable as any that it didn't impact us. But now that the Detroiter has spoken, 248-539-9797.
Former.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Gordon on a cell. Hi, Gordon.
Hey. I'm just wondering what happens if MLB decides to go all Black Sox on them and bans people from the Hall of Fame. I know that's draconian, but think about that. Have a career like JV, and all of a sudden you're not going to the Hall. And if nothing else, they have an asterisk by their personalities.
Well, I wonder if the fallout from this will be similar to the steroids thing, where there's no official ban, but they're just not getting in.
Yep.
And, you know, it sucks, but... And some could say, well, like the Bonds thing. I've heard people say, well, Bonds should have gone there anyway. He didn't. Yeah, but we're not talking about at this point. There's no discussion of docking anybody of any pay. And there's no discussion apparently of taking anything away as far as awards are concerned and championships. But if the fallout from this is you simply get nobody's going to vote you into the Hall of Fame, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I don't know how many Hall of Famers they have on that team. Verlander is certainly
one. Well, at least one.
Yeah, he's at least one.
Thanks.
Thank you. 248-539-9797. Verlander's lost all integrity for not speaking out against his teammates and not calling them out with his outspoken history. That's from Don at work. Well, I guess the mistake is to be outspoken in the first place if you're not really going to walk the walk. I think what you're asking him, what we're asking of him is not an easy ask. Okay, think about this. You are the new guy in the clubhouse. You parachute in at the trade deadline. And that was a trade deadline midnight July 31st deal, right?
No, this was the August one, yeah.
Okay, so there's a month to go in the season, and you realize pretty quick there's a cheating scandal. The ask at this point to say, I'm the new guy, I'm going to stand up in the room and tell everybody to cut it out. I guess what you do is you go to management and say, this needs to stop. You could just narc them. I'm sure they knew, but that's one way to express your opinion without standing up in the middle of the room and trying to be holy and accused of being holier than that.
Well, there's no doubt he's a hypocrite. When you stand up and be high and mighty like he has been throughout his career, and then you're implicated in something like this, that's obviously hypocritical. And when you stand that high, the fall is great. You're going to get chopped down. You're going to smack yourself in the face all the way down. He doesn't look good with this whole thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.